The city was a beast, and Dominic Blackwell was its master. From his penthouse office, a glass and steel cage perched atop the tallest skyscraper in Manhattan, he watched the endless river of headlights flow through the concrete canyons below. It was a river of ambition, of desperation, of dreams both realized and shattered. And he, Dominic, was the dam. The one who controlled the flow, the one who decided who would be swept away and who would be allowed to pass. He was a king in a kingdom of his own making, a god in a pantheon of his own design. He took a slow sip of his whiskey, the amber liquid of familiar fire in his belly. It was a 25-year-old Macallan, a gift from a man whose company he had just devoured, a man whose legacy he had just reduced to a footnote in the annals of corporate history. The man had wept, had pleaded, had appealed to a sense of decency that Dominic had long since discarded as a useless and sentimental appendage. Dominic had listened, of course, with a feigned and practiced patience before delivering the final, fatal blow. It was a game, and Dominic always won. But tonight, there was no thrill in the victory, no satisfaction in the conquest. There was only a familiar, gnawing emptiness, a void that all the money, all the power, all the women in the world could not fill. He was a man who had everything and nothing, a king who ruled over a kingdom of shadows. He was a prisoner of his own success, a captive of his own ambition. He looked at the dossier on his desk, the name Sterling Thorne, a beacon in the sea of text. It was his next target, his next conquest, the one that would finally, definitively, cement his place in the pantheon of Wall Street gods. It was a company built on a foundation of tradition and legacy, a company that represented everything he despised and everything he craved. It was a challenge, a puzzle, a mountain to be conquered. And Dominic Blackwell had never met a mountain he couldn't move. His eyes scanned the list of assets, the names of board members, the web of subsidiaries. And then he saw it, a small, almost insignificant detail, a loose thread in the tapestry of power, a speakeasy in Tribeca called The Alchemist, a passion project of the CEO's daughter, a woman named Serena, a place of secrets, of whispers, of hidden desires, a place where a man like him could learn a great many things. He smiled, a slow, predatory smile that didn't reach his eyes. The hunt was on, the game was afoot, and Dominic Blackwell was ready to play. Just the Tip, a novel by James L. Watson's senior synopsis. In the cutthroat world of Manhattan real estate, Dominic Blackwell is a shark who has never lost a deal. He's ruthless, calculating, and devastatingly handsome, a man who gets what he wants when he wants it. And his next target is Sterling Thorne, a corporate giant that holds the key to his ultimate ambition. Serena Cole is a master mixologist, an artist who tells stories in a glass. Her speakeasy, The Alchemist, is her sanctuary, a place of magic and secrets. It's also a forgotten asset of Sterling Thorne, a loose thread Dominic intends to pull. When the shark walks into The Alchemist, he expects to find a weakness. Instead, he finds a woman who sees right through his carefully constructed facade, a woman whose fiery spirit and intoxicating presence threaten to unravel him completely. The chemistry between them is explosive, a dangerous cocktail of